T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This baseball season is 6 months long. There's 162 games. You are asking a starter to pitch 30 of them. You look at a Montgomery or a Snell, especially if you're a team like the Yankees, who have a lot of talent on this roster, and say, May 1st. Like, it really isn't that big of a deal. Now, I know you're paying them for a full season, but I would not get caught in the, hey, it's March 13th. How ready is Jordan Montgomery? How ready is Blake Snell? As long as you sign them and you get them into your camp and you take your time getting them ready, and maybe their first start's only 4 or 5 innings. Blake Snell is 5 innings, so I take that back. Maybe Blake Snell's 2 or 3 innings in his first start because you want to slowly get him ready for the rigors of pitching every 5 days. But that's the least of your worries. Having a guy ready for opening day, it's overrated. Even Judge. Dude, it's symbolic. Let's say Aaron Judge doesn't feel he has enough at-bats to be ready for opening day. So instead of playing Thursday in Houston, he plays Saturday in Houston. are you really going to be that devastated, Sean?
No, I won't. And yeah, Judge, by the way, is scheduled to play Friday.
This week. That's great news. My only point was,
I know. The actual day doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Pomp and circumstance.
Look, it's obviously there's a symbolism of it, but that's not really a big freaking deal. So whether Montgomery and Snell are ready for the start of the season or not, as long as you have them for the bulk of the season, then it's worth it. And honestly, I'm not usually reactionary to an injury saying, oh my God, I got to go do this. I got to go do that. I just think this team and this franchise is in a unique position. Like, I don't even know if I would have said this in past Yankee years. But when you have and you made a trade that I stand by, a ballsy trade, to acquire Juan Soto, and even the most confident Yankee fan will admit, he may not be a Yankee next year. I'm not playing any dopey game and telling you he's a Met. I'm just saying he may not be a Yankee. Everybody knows that because he's a free agent. That's the way the world works.
He better be now.
Wow.
If they don't sign, and that's serious. I'm dead serious. And Hal Steinbrenner, if you've turned on the Odyssey app, we're free on the Odyssey app down in Tampa. Listen to this. If you're not going to open up that wallet for Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery, you're not going to trade prospects for Dylan Cease, this cannot be a one-and-done year for Juan Soto if we only get him with Gerrit Cole for a month and a half at best.
Let's go to Craig in Scotch Plains. Good afternoon, Craig.
Good afternoon, boys. How are you?
We're good. Good.
Good. Two quick points. If you remember, 1996, before the season, when Coney came down with the aneurysm.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
It was in May.
Yep.
I think it was in May. And at that point, he was actually the ace of the staff when you looked at it. But the difference between now and then is they had so much pitching depth.
Yes.
Jimmy Key, Kamenecki, Rogers. I mean, you can go on and on. The point now is, to what you were saying earlier, there's no depth. There's absolutely no depth. So they have to do something. My question is, did the Yankees find religion all of a sudden or something? Why not get Bauer? Why not? I don't understand this.
All right, let me answer this Bauer thing, because I got to tell you, I'm getting so sick and tired of hearing about Trevor Bauer's name. It's starting to bother me. And this has nothing to do with Marty Mush, all right, and the fact that Trevor Bauer couldn't get Marty Mush out. I want everybody to ask themselves a question. Why do you think no team has signed him? I want everybody to ask themselves that question,
right?
Because he costs nothing, he's begging for a job, and everybody could use pitching. So explain to me why. Play this game by yourself. I want you to ask yourself that. Because I know that there's this movement in some people's minds that Trevor Bauer's being screwed.
Right.
That's in people's minds, that Trevor Bauer's being screwed. Now, I'm going to raise my hand and tell you, I don't know what happened in numerous cases in which he's accused of doing some crazy stuff.
Right. But there's still a case out there.
There is an active case out there. I don't know. Just like you don't know. So if you're taking up Trevor Bauer like he's some hero that you need to find a job for, I kind of wonder why. But I want to ask yourself this. There are 30 owners in Major League Baseball. Think about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're all very different politically. They all want to win, and they all need pitching. Why has no one signed him?
Unofficial blacklist?
I don't know. I'm just asking a question, Teek. I'm just asking a question. And sometimes when I ask questions, it turns into I'm accusing anybody of anything.
No, I'm not.
I'm not
saying you're accusing anybody.
I'm asking a legitimate question.
By the way, this has happened. This happens in sports.
Yes.
It does.
Why?
Because there's an unofficial blacklist.
Why is there a blacklist for Trevor Bauer?
But Montgomery and Snell haven't been signed either.
Stop. Don't compare the two.
No.
They're asking for money. This guy's basically working for the minimum, and no one will sign him. It is not comparable. It is not comparable.
The top two free agent pitchers are out there.
You're going to annoy me now. They're asking for years and money. The man's begging for a job. He just joined whatever that thing is. Nobody wants him. Why? And anybody can answer the question.
No, by the way, I do believe he's being blacklisted.
It annoys me to compare it to Montgomery and Snell because it's stupid.
It's not the same.
You're not stupid, so you're not.
If either one of those guys had a different, less aggressive agent, they'd probably be signed off.
It's not the same.
And this is, I'm going to speak strictly from baseball terms and compare it to football for a second. The best teams, the power organizations in football, when a guy has major off-the-field red flags and even legal trouble, in drafts, we've seen this happen, whether it's Jalen Carter falling into the Eagles' laps, and go on and on. We've seen this happen a bunch. The Chiefs going and signing the punt god, Matt Ariza, after everything he went through. The Yankees, if they are not willing to overspend and also don't want to trade prospects, sometimes take a page out of the NFL and go, we believe in our room, we have the trust that we will cut bait if anything more comes out, but ultimately, financially, it makes the most sense for us to do this, and all it takes is one. It's worked in the NFL with guys who are probably not good guys.
Why haven't they
stopped? Yankees should do it.
Okay, I get they should do it. I know that there's a lot of people that are going to jam our phone line saying, Trevor Bauer's being screwed. I'm just asking a question, and no one has an answer to it.
Nobody wants to be the first.
Exactly.
That's the issue.
Is that the issue? Or do they know something? Does every team in baseball know something that we don't know? Because we don't know everything.
I mean, perhaps. They just don't want to be a part of the conversation. And then it puts them in the middle of it when they sign him.
Aroldis Chapman, and I'm not talking about that dopey video from today, stuck a gun out into the air at his girlfriend. Jose Reyes threw a woman through a glass table. I can go on and on and on. So what bothers me about this conversation is just ask the question. Why do you think every team hasn't touched him? Just because he does interviews with Fox or our guys and begs for a job and comes across like, see, man, I'm fine. Why? And I'm sorry. Like, I don't like to trust the man.
Mm-hmm.
But when 30 owners all basically come together and say, we're not touching him, that scares the crap out of me, guys. There's something there.
Now, let me ask you something. If there is something there, and I, for the most part, I agree with you. Why the hell are the Dodgers letting him anywhere on their field to throw for other teams?
Because he signed with that that group, the traveling unit. I forget their name. I apologize. That's why.
And they're contracted to do stuff at the Dodger facility.
Yeah, I don't think that has to do with the Dodgers. Yeah. Why don't the Dodgers sign him? Why doesn't anybody sign him? And look, the moment he signs with a team, I shut up and say, well, okay, somebody signed them. But it's not comparable to two free agents that are asking for a lot of money. It's just not. So trust me, I get why it seems so easy. Like, why not? He's going to cost no money. He won a Cy Young a few years ago. He's really good. I get all that. But don't you guys want to, like, ask a question? Why no one's touched him?
And it's been a long time.
Yes!
So they obviously all think he's shot and he's not worth it.
No, I don't think he's not shot.
It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, you know full well
it has nothing to do with that, Luke.
But
you know full well.
For not one team to dip their toe if they thought he could help the team, that's
what
I'm saying.
What do you think they know that we don't know?
Oh, they think something's coming down the pike and he's not going to be available.
Well, I'm not even saying.
There is one already coming down the pike. Might get derailed and you know, dismissed, but who knows? But it feels like there's something else that all the league knows.
Major League Baseball suspended him for a record amount of games.
Yes.
And I understand that it's easy to blame Rob Manfred and say that they've just got a vendetta against him. I look at that and I wonder. And I think there's something there. And we don't want to say it. It's almost like, come on, just sign him. I don't get it. There's something there.
Well, we also can't say it because we don't know it.
I admit I don't know.
Somebody knows, but we don't know.
What I know is that no one will touch him. And that's enough to scare the crap out of me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.